Haiti is in a deep political crisis. The country has been seized by President Jovenel Moïse, who since January 2020 has ruled by decree in the absence of a parliament. Like a page out of a growing dictatorship, Moïse seeks to consolidate his power through authoritarian maneuvers and by undermining the country's institutions. While this crisis has been fertile ground for the development of clandestine gangs, many of which have ties to the government, kidnappings, murders, and rapes have also increased. Today, we get in a taxi with Nixon Bohumba, an activist and defender of human rights in Haiti, to talk about this crisis and understand the complexity of this dystopian nightmare. And we will tell you all about it in our taxi that has just begun. Welcome to The Taxi, a podcast of Democracia Abierta, the Spanish and Portuguese section of Open Democracy, a space for political and social analysis where we seek to unite voices globally to promote free thinking. I am Daniel Adorno, and our journey starts right now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Democracia Abierta's Taxi. This is a new one. It's our first episode completely in English. And we're excited for this new project. So we're going to talk about the political crises that the people of Haiti are going through. For those of you who don't know much about the country, some interesting facts. Haiti was the second republic in the Western Hemisphere after the United States, and it's the only country to have seen a successful revolution of black slaves. But against this historical background, it has lived through revolutions, conquests, fallen empires, established republics, and authoritarian regimes. Even as we speak, the country is in political chaos, where the president has hijacked the country, basically, wanting to maintain power after having finished his mandate, according to civil society leaders in the country. President Jovenel Moïse was elected in 2016 in an election process which some international observers have denounced as fraudulent. Now, Moïse has ruled the country by decree since January 2020, when he dissolved the parliament. And Haiti has been in constant protest since 2019. And it is now completely destabilized on a social level. In addition, now the president does not want to resign, having completed his term in office. But where does this come from? According to Haiti's constitution, his term should have ended on February 7, 2021. Now, Moïse maintains that there was a gap from when he was elected and from when he assumed office. And for this reason, he will be in office until 2022. This political crisis exist against the backdrop of an economically devastated country. Natural disasters such as the 2010 earthquake that left more than 160,000 victims and hurricanes that have exacerbated the social problems that already existed and have only deepened the crisis. In the face of all this, criminality is unsustainable. And the risks of kidnappings are enormous for both rich and poor alike, doesn't matter. Some Haitians are forced to stop sending their children to school because of the threats they face of being kidnapped and even killed. Many have accused the government of supporting the gangs that carry out these crimes. And as we have discussed in this program before, impunity is at the heart of this major crime wave. Protests are being suppressed, and while all this is going on, President Moïse has unilaterally done a referendum this past week to amend the constitution that has deepened the crisis that the Haitian people are going through. And this is a threat to the democratic order that will take the country back to the times of the Duvalier dictatorship. This issue is a very important one and really complex. So in order to understand it better, we have the pleasure of having Nixon Bohumba here as a guest. He's a human rights activist and defender in Haiti, and he will guide us through the subject. So let's get right to it. To speak a little bit more about the topic of the complex situation that's happening in Haiti, we're pleased to have with us fellow Nixon Bohumba, which is joining us in our taxi, and it's a pleasure to have him in the program. Welcome, Nixon.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you to the audience of the taxi. I'm very happy to be on board of the taxi.
So the situation in Haiti, as you yourself have told me, it's quite complex, and it's and has multiple dimensions that we should consider when analyzing it. The first thing is a large portion of the population is asking for President Moïse to step down from his position. Can you explain us a little bit the dynamic of why are they requesting him to step down?
Yeah, thank you. This is a great question. I will start to respond to this question and to take a step back on the situation that we are living in Haiti over the decade from 2010 with the earthquake in the country and to 2018, where a broad movement was exploding in the country and asking the current president to step down on the country, on the power. As you may know, Haiti is continuing to be affected by the impact of the earthquake who happened in the country in 2010. And the impact of this earthquake was not only a humanitarian and the life loss in the country, but it was also that changed the political landscape in the country. And international actors use this momentum, the context of the post-earthquake, and to take the governance of the country on their own. Without any implication of Haitian, they try to put peace in they want to do, to put in the power, and dispense money to contribute to the people to respond to the impact of the earthquake. Over the last 10 years, in 2010, there was an election in Haiti. International actors, there is so many books, so many videos and documentaries to show that the international actors imposed the person who became the president of the country. And there's a big movement against the interference of international actors in the country in 2013, 2014. And the ultimate action was the refusal of Haitian people to the imposed election in the country in 2015. With this election, the Haitian people, they were protesting against this election, and they're asking for the cancellation of the election. The election was canceled, and they take the same system, the same process, and to elect someone from the regime who managed, who led the country from 2011 to 2015. And to refuse, the president was elected with 5% of electoral voters in the country. Yeah, it doesn't have any legitimacy to lead the country. He's very implicated in corruption. Before he takes the administration, he was accused by the Supreme Court in Haiti for money laundering. Even though he was accused, he has the support of international communities and tried to satisfy every needs of the international communities. And it's like border the Haitian expectation. And there's a great protest. The country was locked down from July 6th to July 8th on 2018. After this lockdown, this period of a period of lockdown, we equate anti-corruption, anti-corruption and anti-imprinting movement exploding the country. This anti-corruption was created by this opportunity to know the scandal of corruption in the country, or the government use the money was supposed to help people to increase or to improve their daily life. This money was just used by people getting involved in this private sector and international actors, and also people in the government, without any explanation of where this money went. This money was issued by a loan from Petrocaribe, was a project that was offered by the Venezuelan government under the Chavez administration. And this money is like $4.8 billion was spent in the country. At the same period, we have $10 billion from the international actors as aids reconstruction response to Haiti after the earthquake. During the last 10 years, more than $15 billion was spent in the country. Any person in the country, even though people were very highly educated, can say where this money went. There's no explanation for that. There is a report from the audit court in the country which show the president and allies and people, powerful people in the power, they were involving in corruption around this money. It was the scandal. From the scandal, we are living a movement from July 2028 to now, not only to combat corruption, but only to change the system. What does it mean, change the system and the current situation in Haiti? Change the system is that all we can compete with the colonial Western and puzzle agenda to the country, but also how we can reorganize the society according to response to the demand of justice, demand of solidarity, demand of self-determination, and also against the racism behavior we are experiencing over the last 200 years in the country. This is where from the current crisis, the president himself, he can respond to any question and demand that people bring to the table, because he's part of the corrupted system. He benefits from the system because he got money from the public fund to create his own business and to export bananas to Germany, in a country where people are dying of hunger. This is the current situation we are living now. It is not only demanding for the president to step down. The president is managing anything in the country. He is responding only to international actors without any regards for Haitian people, for Haitian population, for the mass Haitian who demands for access to a better economy, better process to participate in the future and the life. This is what we are living now.
Yeah. Yes, so the earthquake managed to funnel a huge amount of money to the country. Obviously, it was an enormous international response to the emergency right there. But then all of that aid was then subject to astounding levels of government corruption. Is it a correct assessment?
Yes, it is. Government corruption, private sector corruption, international stakeholder corruption. It was transnational corruption because the aid was managed by particularly very powerful actors from the U.S. and from international cooperation. Just to remind, after the earthquake, they put in place a commission they called Interim Commission for Recovery of Haiti. This commission was managed by Bill Clinton, you know, okay. And you can have there is some documentary where the president himself at that time, when it prevailed, he was kept very far, very distant from what's happening in this fund. You know, there's so many documents to prove to the public opinion that money didn't come to Haiti. It was used to satisfy very powerful private actor and international sectors, and also in private sectors here. This is what's happening after the earthquake. With the region who took the power after the earthquake, it was imposed by the international actors, particularly the clan of Bill Clinton, the clan of, just to remind, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State of the U.S. at the time. And they managed everything on their own. Just to understand that. The second is that, you know, the elites in Haiti, the oligarchy in Haiti, they took this advantage of this situation to become more rich, more wealth, without any investment to change the life of ordinary people and the daily life of people who were marginalized and the whole history of Haiti.
When we were hearing about the foreign affairs hearing, the sense that I got was that you want elections to be held in Haiti as soon as possible. Can elections actually be held in Haiti? And what does it take to be able to make this possible?
For sure. We are for electoral, because we need to have a clean and participatory process to elect people who want to lead the country. But the election, it is not the preoccupation, it is not the priority of Asian people now, because they are fears about uncertainty and security situation we're living in, and the context where the saleswoman or the salesman can get out to get the life and to bring to the family what the family need to eat and to drink. It is not election as priority for Haitian people. It is not only a logistic situation, it is not part of the priority of what we want in Haiti. What we want in Haiti, we want to have safety and security situation improving in the country. We want to have better employment for Haitian, decent employment for Haitian, and we want to see the ending of impunity and corruption in the country. The election, it is the agenda of the international actors who want to impose a model of democracy in the country.
Oh, and it is that,
to impose a model of democracy, because they have a checklist, and they will check every item in the checklist and to say, we are satisfied because we organize election in Haiti, even though this election will create a very deep, complex, and profound crisis in the country. It is not our agenda.
Okay.
But I want to raise this to your mind. This current government there, where they spent four and a half years in the power, they didn't take any decision to organize election in the country, because they wanted that this moment came to constitute all the power in their hands. And the international actors, they know that. They know this gangsterization is state gangsterization. The criminality we are living in is state criminality. It is not something ordinary. But they don't do anything. They don't say anything on that. They continue to support this regime, because this regime is like an instrument for them to combat Venezuela in this region, or to combat the interests of China and Russia. And it's like geopolitically interests they have in promoting and protecting this region and the country.
So they are just using President Moïse as a geopolitical pawn for the region.
Exactly. This is what they are doing. You know, they try to use three regional instances like OAS,
yes,
and CARICOM, and an international instance like UN, and to continue to combat what they call the enemy in America, Venezuela, China, and Russia.
What's the, you say listen to civil society, listen to civic leaders, listen, because as you've said, elections and this whole process has been externally imposed. What you're saying is listen to the people that are living the day-to-day problems. And what are these people saying? What's the way forward, if you will?
Yeah. And the voice of Haitian people, we can't organize election right now. We need to have a transitional government. This transitional government need to organize, for example, the reform of the judicial system, which is being corrupted and instrumentalized by the current government, current regime. Organize a process to combat impunity and to prosecute people who get involved in corruption, and also organize process against people who get involved in the massacre. We are living since 2018 to now, we 10 massacres was happening in the country, with the numbers of people died, numbers of people disappeared, and numbers of women raped by the massacre. And Haitian people, they need this process to create space to discuss about the future of the country and what could look like the political environment we want to live, and to create vision, project, process for allowing political parties, political actors to compete for a clear, fair, democratic and transparent election in the country, inclusive election in the country. This is what we are calling for.
What would you say to the people that are able to hear our conversation? What's the call for the people in the outside?
The people from the outside, the call is we need your solidarity, your support, and your support to understand what's happening in Haiti, and to put pressure on your government, your authorities, to hear the voice of Haitian people, because the Haitian people has the last word to say and what they want for the life and for the future. We come out to outside actors who want to support Haiti case is to spread this information to other people, to interest other people, to come to the subject related to on Haiti, and to understand what's happening in the country, and to know what is the historical and structural injustice Haitian people, the mass marginalized people, they are living in this country over the last 200,000 years, but particularly under the domination of US and international actors like European Union, and those other organizations who are taking part on this process, like OAS, CARICOM, and other powerful actors in the Caribbean, Central America, Latin America, and Africa.
So Nixon, thank you for sharing your analysis and your overview of what's happening in Haiti. I appreciate your time and of you being able to join us here in our taxi.
Thank you so much to give me this opportunity to share with you about what's happening in my country. And it's not what's happening in Haiti is not what's happening only in Haiti, it's what's happening in the Caribbean. What's happening in Haiti is not only in the Caribbean, it's what's happening in Latin America. It is what's happened to the humanity. We are calling the attention of people, and to know we need your support. We need your involvement for a better change in the country.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you so much.
To end our program, the situation in Haiti is critical, and international organizations must ensure that the constitution is respected and must speak up for those like Nixon who are fighting against authoritarian and anti-democratic regimes. The country is out of control, and President Moïse has a clear agenda to serve himself at the expense of those who are killed, kidnapped, raped, and deprived of fundamental rights in an autocratic drift that needs to be stopped before it's too late. President Biden must stop the deportation policy he is allowing. The UN and the OAS must withdraw support for Moïse and denounce the grave human rights crisis that is shaking the country, and assure that democracy will not collapse in Haiti. Thank you for joining me on board El Taxi de Democracia Abierta. In our taxi, we want to amplify voices around the world to promote free thought. You can listen to us through Anchor.fm and Spotify. Follow all the excellent work being done at Democracia Abierta through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And consider subscribing to our newsletter for the latest content. Where are we going on our next trip? Don't miss our next episode.